KOA News Time 6:54 now on Colorado's Morning News. A financial market rally yesterday took some by surprise.
Yeah, the Dow Industrial closed up over 250 points yesterday after experiencing a multi-day slump. On the Centura Health Hotline now is president of daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff. Jay, will that rally kind of carry into today or into any of the larger market future?
Well, I would love to say yes, but right now that answer would have to be no. We're down 167 on the Dow right now, about a half a point, a half a percentage point down, and we'll see where it's going. We're digesting this week a lot of earnings, and of course, what we've had before the earnings is a lot of companies saying, we're worried about 2023, and we're laying off 10,000, 4,000, 6,000, 8,000, and you see all these layoffs just continuing, which kind of makes you think, okay, then the thought must be on Wall Street, if these companies are trimming the workforce, they're becoming more thin, maybe more profitable. We don't know as we have the challenging days ahead of us, but it's also sending the message that these companies don't like what they're seeing. And as a result, they're saying we're preparing for what could be a very difficult 2023. And for some people in recent memory, they're saying, well, wait a minute, in the last 5 or 6 years, if the market happens to have a down year, I mean, we come right back the next year, right? I mean, that's just how it works. No, it's not. That's what's been going on the last several years. But, you know, it's very possible that you could have year after year after year of stock market softness. It has happened multiple times. But for the newer investor that's just kind of maybe recently in the last 5 years starting to pay attention to the stock market, as more and more people have used their mobile apps to get involved in market trading, this is something that is confusing to them because it's beyond what the norm has been, and it could certainly continue.
Hey, Jay, I see Southwest Airlines is giving its employees, some of them anyway, a bit of a bump in their paycheck. Gee, this comes right ahead of the Southwest pilots possibly voting to go on strike. Any coincidence there?
Yeah, it could be. But, you know, that strike vote is going to take place in May. The entire month of May, they're going to take this vote. Yeah, the pilots are not happy. But hats off to Southwest Airlines for saying, look, we're giving our frontline employees that took the brunt of everything for all those days, $45 million. And the pilots, I think, on average, are going to have about $4,500 a piece coming to them, and that's certainly going to help. But remember, Delta Airlines took this same strike vote in October. And I think that it was 90% plus that they voted to strike. Well, shortly thereafter, they got a nice deal that they agreed to, or at least is in the process of being finalized at this point in time. And I really think Southwest is at a point now where they're going to be taking those discussions a lot more seriously. They've been ignoring their employees over the last several years, many, many years. And it was really nice to see them turn the corner, say, we're going to spend $1 billion to upgrade our computers as we need to. We're going to give the bonuses to the employees. We're going to give passengers that have been impacted. We're going to reimburse them for things. So I had to buy my sister a $1,400 ticket on American Airlines at the last minute when her Southwest flight canceled. Southwest refunded that in like 2 days. I was very, very pleased with the response, and I like what I see from Southwest, but this week they've got earnings coming up. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but they're certainly pointed in the right direction.
Jay, it may not be pretty, and I asked you this last week. I'll ask you again. Debt ceiling talks, negotiations, spending money, the market's reaction, or if you want to say in reaction, if there is a word to any of that, any worries, concerns about that, what's going to be taking place in Congress to try to figure out about spending money in the debt ceiling?
Last week's Jay said it's not going to have much of an impact. This week's Jay is a little bit more concerned because the further along you go, the importance of these discussions increase. And it adds that element of unknown into the market. Now, it may be temporary as far as the unknown, but it's something that the investors just don't like. Look, they're having a hard time telegraphing what the Fed is going to do or not going to do. This is not an additional worry they need to have. So, Marty, we're seeing more Wall Street concern over this than what we've had before. And the longer it goes, the more warranted that concern is. So it's certainly something that out of the corner of the eye, a lot of the investors on Wall Street are certainly going to be keeping an eye on, because obviously this has got to get done and fast.
President of daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff, thanks for your insight. As always, talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it.
News coming up next. We'll have the latest of a man suspected of driving drunk in Aurora and who he crashed into.
The wrong person.
The wrong person.
Yeah, it's always the wrong person. But this incident, and we say this, luckily no one was hurt, but definitely the wrong person you want to have an accident with. All that coming up here just after 7. We go to the Horseshoe Blackhawk Gateway Traffic Center. It's where we find Dave Hunter. Are we playing well on the roads this morning?